to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is charged with blasphemy. He taught that the temple and the law are obsolete. The temple is no longer needed as a meeting place with God because men can now dial direct through Jesus. And it's not the law, but faith in Jesus that makes a man right with God. What Stephen preached was not blasphemy, but truth. Stephen's defense is magnificent. He retraces Jewish history, demonstrating how God was always up to something new, yet each new initiative was met with Jewish resistance. Call his sermon a panoramic view of a people's stubbornness. The Hebrews were stiff-necked, spiritually insensitive. From Abraham to the prophets, the Jews resisted the work of the Spirit. Don't you be guilty of the same sin. Suddenly, Stephen sees a vision. The heavens open, and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Jesus is usually seated at the throne of God, yet Stephen's courage causes Jesus to rise to his feet to greet his servant. The Jews are so angry at the truth, they picked up rocks to stone Stephen. In a bath of blood, he prays to God to forgive his executioners and turns his spirit over to the one who saved it. It's been said that the blood of the martyrs becomes the seed of the church. As we'll see, Stephen's death causes many to receive new life in Christ.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.